بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters، الحمد لله، we continue with our series of reminders in Ramadan al-Kareem. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable this to be a means of enabling us to make this the best Ramadan of our lives, inshaAllah. And as I said, I think on day one, we need to do that. We need to strive to make this the best Ramadan, because we don't know whether this will be our last Ramadan. And to bring that into perspective, you know and I know that if we were to speak to our friends who have passed away since last Ramadan, and if we could ask them, last Ramadan, when you were in Ramadan, did you know that this would be your last? The answer would be no. But it was. And just like that, this one, which we are in, might be our last. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you this Ramadan and many more to come, inshaAllah, with His mercy and blessing. But let's make the best of it while we have it. You know, if somebody asked me to describe the whole purpose of Ramadan and what we should really achieve, I remember an amusing but very poignant incident that happened many years ago, over 30 years ago, or rather actually probably 33 years ago, where two of my nephews, they're twins, and they must have been about 2 years old at that time. And they were in their nursery, they were playing with their toys, and there was some territorial dispute. And one of them decided to convert that toy into a drone aimed at his brother's head. And the brother says to him, Allah mia dekh rahe, Allah is watching. He's a little 2 year old. May Allah give them istiqamat and keep them with that thought in their minds and hearts all their lives. Alhamdulillah, they are beautiful young men, and now they have their own children, which makes me a kind of grandfather, alhamdulillah. The point I want to make is, Allah mia dekh rahe is the essence, the extract, the araq of what Ramadan al-Kareem must achieve for us. It takes 1 second to say that. Allah is watching. Time it. How long does it take? But that is the essence. That is the fundamental truth. Alhamdulillah, if we get that right, then believe me, we got everything right. Now, this is not just my conjecture. I'm not just saying this out of the top of my head. This is what the Quran tells us. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Alaq, with respect to Abu Jahl, but as we know, the Quran applies to all of us. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara? Allah said, does he not know that Allah is watching? Does he not know that Allah is watching? Now this, to live your entire life with this awareness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me, this is the sum total of the message of Islam, alhamdulillah. That I live my whole life with this complete and total understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Right? When one lives with that understanding, believe me, to commit a sin will become literally impossible. And that's one of the best things to happen, to make it impossible to commit a sin. And if you still do commit a sin because of forgetfulness, I mean, I don't think anything else could be a reason. But out of forgetfulness, because we are forgetful people, then instantly the person would seek pardon, would seek forgiveness, would make istighfar. Right? Imam An-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, in the Muqaddimah, in the opening of his book, Ar-Riyadu Salihin, he describes the niyyah, the intention of doing something. And he says, Al-Izharu niyyah fi kulli aqwal wa fi kulli a'mal wa fi kulli ahwal al-barizatu wal-khafi. He says the awareness of the niyyah, the manifestation of the niyyah, the visibility of the niyyah, the izhar of the niyyah, in everything we speak, in everything we do, and in every situation we find ourselves in, whether this is visible out in the open or whether it is hidden. Al-barizat wal-khafi. This is the meaning of awareness of niyyah. Now, why is that important? Because if a person is questioning himself for everything to say, why am I doing this? And then he's aware and he says, well, I'm doing this to please Allah. Then obviously he could not be taking an interest-based loan to please Allah. He could not be drinking alcohol to please Allah. He could not be gambling and putting money on horses and dogs and God knows what in races to please Allah. He could not be wasting his time to please Allah. He could not be missing salah to please Allah. Right? Oxymoronic things. Because if you want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, there is only one way to do that, which is to obey him. And that obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is called the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if I am living in a world where I am obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and my life is predicated on the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I am good to go, alhamdulillah, to Jannah. And how does that happen? By living life thoughtfully, not forgetfully. By living life thoughtfully. So this is the message that we get from this. So, Alam Ya'lam bi anna Allah yara, does the person not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching? To be aware of this and to constantly be aware of this in every single aspect of our lives. Especially where we are facing questions and dilemmas of various kinds, where we might be tempted or we might be coerced or somebody might be trying to force us to do something which is clearly disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the reaction of the one who is aware that Allah is watching? Standard reaction. He says, sorry, can't do it. Cannot do it, will not do it. There's no doubt in the person's mind. All stress comes because of doubt, because of shak, shubuhat. A person who does not have a doubt will not be stressed. So, alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara, the person who is saying that will not lie, will not cheat, will not deceive anybody. Because he knows that if he is going to tell lies, Allah knows the truth. Allah knows the truth. So, if he is going to tell a lie, whatever the reason might be, I don't care, but whatever the reason, if he is going to tell lies, Allah knows the truth. If he wants to deceive, Allah knows the truth. If he wants to cheat somebody, Allah knows the truth. And one day he is going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brother and sister, just simply ask yourself this question. Stand in front of the mirror and say, am I going to meet Allah or not? Am I going to die or not? I know it sounds like a dumb question, but seriously, if we look at our lives today, sometimes you have to say, well, I think I better start somewhere and this is the best place. Am I going to die? And when I die, will I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is my yaqeen? What is in my heart? If in your heart you do not think that you will meet Allah, if you do not think that you will die, or you might think you will die but you will not meet Allah, then I have nothing further to say to you. Please live your life any way you like. But remember, Just because you do not believe in gravity does not mean that if you jump off a 20-floor building, you will go up instead of down. Doesn't mean that. Reality is that which does not depend on your belief for its existence. Reality is real. Allah is real. Death is real. The meeting with Allah is real. And therefore, we better get real. Now, what is the meaning of that? It means live your life with this in mind. That Allah is watching. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Bala ya rabbal alameen. Yes, you are watching, and I want to be aware and live my life in a way which shows that I am living my life knowing with this full and complete knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.